Now, I know a number of people in the molecular group are wondering, what can we do to move the group a step forward so that we can have greater spiritual experiences and greater manifestations of the presence? So I want everybody to think about that. And I'd like various members of the group here to share their comments. Well, one thing about Curtis, he's always got a comment. What's your comment, Curtis? We'll pick on you first.
Why don't you just pick on me? Just bring that over.
Always getting picked on.
Well, I think what we're doing is the step we need to be taking. I mean, we've all looked forward to this gathering for the last, well, probably since the last gathering. I know I have. You know, I always look forward to just spending time with each and every one of you. And I think each time we spend together, we go a little bit deeper and we share a little bit more of who we are and what our heart's desires are. I think the thing to do is just spend more quality time, pay attention to our conversations, and get to know each other a little bit better and go a little deeper. I think we're on the right track, Brother Joe.
Hey, let me have it. I think we have to assert the fact that we are on the right track. And first of all, I think it's very important for each one of us to take seriously the truth and have a true reverence for the Spirit and be still and know that the power of God is with us. I think that each one of us has to try, as the Tibetan says, to develop our intuition, develop the what he calls the antakarana, the link to our own spiritual soul. And then when we've done that as individuals, we merge it with the group synthesis. And it has to be something we know it. We don't just wonder about it. We know it.
Okay, thanks, Ed. Well, what do you think, Sue Ellen? What can we do to come closer to the Spirit?
Well, what I do is I achieve it by my gardening, because I'm out, you know, outside. You know, I listen to the birds and I watch the weather. You know, I see how, because I like to grow flowers, all different size flowers and everything, I watch. I really love the fact that, you know, I feel like I'm helping the bees, you know, continue on. I know it's kind of a small thing, but I'm always amazed at how, what a beautiful planet we live on, and how, and I'm very grateful of how many blessings that I have. You know, I'm so grateful for Curtis. He's such a good partner and such a good husband. And he works really hard. And, you know, I really know that, you know, God's really been good to us. He, you know, we have this beautiful planet. We have a lot to be grateful for. You know, even though we've had some natural disasters happen, you know, here lately, you know, we are on a flying rock through the, you know, universe. And so, you know, that's probably going to happen. You know, we're probably going to have floods and fires and, you know, atmospheric changes and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we really have to be grateful and really, you know, take the time to, you know, get in touch with our spirit and with, you know, the universe and with what, you know, God's really given to all of us. Even though we may individually have our own, you know, individual problems. Yeah. So that's what I think.
Well, that's really sweet. You know, just appreciating nature is really important. It's interesting that these people that had near-death experiences report that they walking on the grass in the heavenly spheres, that they feel each blade of grass is alive and communicating with them, which kind of, that would be kind of a weird experience, but appreciating nature is certainly important. Well, let's hear your ideas. What can we do to get closer to spirit? Or maybe what have you done?
I just think it might be important
to
focus on our love for just humanity in general. Just focus on our just overall love for humanity and make sure that our desire and intention for, you know, is pure and, you know, just really focus on wanting to make the world a better place, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
There are probably two things. I mean, there are things we can do individually, and there are things we can do as a group. What I try to do for me as a person is not to let the negative things in the world that happens, I mean, in the big picture and the small picture, everything outside me, don't let it take my focus, I would say. It's so easy to look at the problems in the world. There's a war, there are tyrannies, there are leaders we don't like and leaders we like, but there are many, many problems everywhere, and also in our own relationships, of course, the closer, the smaller things. But if I put my focus on those things, I will feel very negative and sad most of the time. So what I try to do is look at more the solutions and I notice those things, but I don't let them get to me, you could say that. I try to stay in the light. And for the group, I think it's like if we have the same, something like Marnie said, we have the same focus, we try to focus on the same things or do the same meditations once a day or at the same time, and that's what some of us try to do sometimes. The more we do that together, the more we have the same goals and work towards the same goals. And that could even be smaller projects on the way. It doesn't have to be the big one. We can practice on the smaller ones also.
Okay, very good. Yeah, the things that happen in the world can be a big distraction to people, for sure.
Do you want to pass it? Okay. How to get close to spirit? Well, I kind of like to look at the past and look at the precedents. So if you take the disciples of Jesus, for example, what did they do? They listened to Jesus preach. They listened to the message of the Christ. They paid attention, and not just to the words, but they paid attention to spirit, mm-hmm. and they gathered. So there's a formula there that if we continue on that path, we'll eventually achieve something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the same question I was going to ask JJ. So, and that's the one I'm trying to figure out, because I have to analyze my Mormon upbringing, where I had a whole list of things to do to be, to become, to feel, to not feel the negative. And so, and then recently I've watched a video, I think it's The Little Soul. I don't know if anybody's seen that, but which says that I am already, you know, amazing. I don't need a whole list of things to do. And so now I'm in between that. I liked what Marnie? What Marnie said about loving, genuinely loving those around you.
You want me? I often think about the state of mind or the state of being of the masters and the hierarchy, and realize that there is no anxiety, and we're surrounded by anxiety. I'm caught up in it right now trying to stream this thing. There's no anxiety. Press forward, keep doing what we're doing, have some introspection about ourselves. We'll get there. No anxiety.
So for me, a lot of the things that I try and focus and do have already been stated. I will add that during one of the meetings, JJ once stated to remember that there's something higher, and that's something that I really try and keep in mind all the time. Wherever I am, whatever I'm confronted, is to remember that there is something higher, and the love of Christ. I think Annie actually added that. And then to be still, to be still and to listen.
I'll just say one of the words that I felt summarized A Course in Miracles was relax, and it goes along with what Adam just said.
Relax and what?
Well, it goes, one of the words that I used to describe, and I got that from the book, A Course in Miracles, was relax. So A Course in Miracles summarized would for Sean as relax, and it kind of goes along with what Adam was saying.
Okay.
I think in order to connect to anything higher, you have to connect with yourself first. When they say, know thyself, people don't know themselves. People will say, everybody knows it but you, and that is the truth. Everybody has a blind spot, and you have to know yourself. You have to know your fears, your stresses, your anxieties, your phobias, everything like that. And you have to learn that living in the now, all of those things are just pretend, stresses. When you come to realize that when you recognize the things that are going inside your head, you know, why am I stressed? I don't know. Why am I afraid? I don't know. What are your fears? Why are they there? What happened to you? When you get to know yourself, that is when you truly can become. You cannot become anything more than what you already are. I know so many people that have fear. They have stress. They have anxieties. I have tried to overcome all of these things so that fear does not scare me, so that stress does not dwell on me. I can go to bed and I can think, what did I do today? Everything I did today, I made the right decision. When you make the right decisions, that is when things come clear. It is when you don't know the decisions to make, that is when it is scary. When it is scary is, I don't know. So you have a plan and you fix it. I have so many friends that are afraid of so many things. I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of spiders. I'm afraid of being alone. I'm afraid, afraid, afraid. You know, that is such a, to me, I don't understand fear. And fear is so destructive because it's all of the unknown. 89.5% of the things that we are afraid of never come to pass. And so when you figure, what am I so afraid of, and it's not even going to come, then why am I so afraid? It's invisible. Fear is of things that are invisible. And so I think that fear, as well as addiction is another thing. Everybody has one. Doesn't matter what it is. An addiction to love, an addiction to money, of stress, of selfishness. We all have one. What you have to do is face it. What am I addicted to? And that is, number one, is finding out what it is. Number two is fixing it. And they are both equally difficult. Because we have a blind eye that protects these addictions. People will come to you and they'll say, you know, you're always late every day, or you break your date. You know, I have a friend, I think she gets off on it. She's at 80% of breaking any engagement that we have, 80%. It's probably more than 83.5%. It's not. So I get all ready and everything, and I go, you're ready to go? She goes, well, not today. And I'm just going, yeah, but. And so she lives on anticipation rather than the real act. You know, we'll talk about it and everything, but this is a real problem. And so, but she doesn't think it's a problem, but it is. So you have to know the things that you are afraid of, the things that you are attracted to. And once you figure that out, then you can fix it. But you can't fix it if you don't know you have that problem.
Okay. Thanks, Sue.
For me, getting closer to the Spirit, of course, as has been said, there's so many things in life that distract. I find that when I can set aside time for listening and meditating and clearing my mind and just focusing on the kingdom of heaven within and just acknowledging and then letting go of the distractions that come to my mind. And as been said before, I think that's the first thing that we need to do is to get ourselves close to the Spirit. And then we can help join with others in building a group, a spiritual entity. And I find that I find all these excuses for not meditating, or I don't have time, and I got to do this, got to do that. But when I make myself do it, I find my day goes a lot better. I find that I'm a lot better frame of mind, a lot better spirit as I go through the day and just reflect on where I'm at, how I can be better. If I look at back things that I probably wasn't at my best at, what can I do better? And continue to reevaluate where I am. But underneath it all, knowing that I am a representation of deity, that I'm part of what is, and that's what we all are, is a reflection of deity. And just that's easy to get lose track of in this environment that we've placed ourselves in this existence here. But just stopping and reflecting on who I am and what I can be really helps me get closer to my higher self.
Okay. Very good.
So to answer the question, what would I like to do to move the group forward? Well, my window is very narrow right now. I'm trying to move myself forward and keep me in the game period. But we also face the same problem with our fellowship in Longview. We have a vote before the board now whether to close it or not or shorten the hours. But anyway, so I myself want to make choices that I myself can fulfill, and maybe with me trying to do my best and putting forth what I really want to see in other people and what I believe we need in other people, and together I think that I can grow myself and maybe even grow a community right around us, you know. And it sounds so cliche, but I know y'all remember, if, you know, we tell a friend and they tell two friends, and, you know, it's going to grow. And so maybe even take it out of the telling part. You don't got to walk up and give a speech or nothing. You just live your life. Love your fellow man. Put love and be open to most things that come to you. And just from past experiences myself, don't give up. I mean, you know, I got kicked in the teeth, and it was bad. But the one thing I kept doing, because I heard my granddaughter telling me, you just got to get up, Grandma. And I'm like, so I made a mental note, and I heard that every day. And I promised myself, I'm going to get up. I'm going to share this home with my fiance, and everything that comes in and out of my life today, somehow I'm going to take it and turn it into positive. And so we would go to the store or whatever, and I would be excited. And I think that's what we need to be excited about is, or we need to do, is be excited about loving each other. And what I'm learning is you have to love yourself too. You can't leave yourself out and love other people. That's impossible. That's so every day I'm trying to live that, make different choices for myself that I wouldn't have made, but know that I need to be best for myself so I can bring anybody and everybody to the center of where we're at.
Okay, well, thank you. I don't know if this will stretch for you, Wayne, but let me take this forward as I do.
I can get my voice off that microphone, but you got to tell me what the question is again. What's the question?
What can we do to take... Well, the question a lot of people have been asking lately is, well, what can we do as a group to take our next step? Or what can I do as an individual to move the group forward? So what do you think, we need to do individually or collectively to get closer to creating the molecule?
I think it's on an individual basis. I think that each of us individually have to find out what is stopping us from growing forward. Because if we grow forward, then we naturally take those around us with us.
Yeah.
And if group initiation is happening, then we have to be willing to move forward, even if it's not our... Like, I'm not able to move forward on my own, because I don't think I'm ready to. But you guys are. And if I'm with you, then I'll just go with you, because I like you guys and I want to go.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very individual thing. Each of us needs to discover by self-awareness what it is that's holding us back. When we fix that, then we can go together as a group.
Well, that's good advice. Okay, thank you. And Asaf, you want to come?
Yeah, as I see it, it was static electricity, yes. As I see it, regarding individually for myself, it involves exercising right relations, applying goodwill, because there is a very big conflict now in my country, and the rift is very large, and But I feel that underneath the surface, there is still people care a lot of it about, care a lot of each other and love each other, and the goodwill need to be applied, and that's the way for right relations, and it goes. It applies to me personally too, regarding the close companions I have surrounding me there in Israel. So it's not about this group; it's about my fellow, my co-workers, and my family, okay, and my friends. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear from the real master.
Joe, I apologize because I don't think I answered your question. I was just...
Made some good comments though, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, being in touch with nature, like you mentioned, is a really important thing to appreciate for moving ahead spiritually. So,
a master said to the group I was in that all lights must be lit. All lights must be lit. And then merge with the group.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, good point. As a group as a whole.
Hello, Joe, she's saying something.
As a group as a whole to move forward, the only thing that we could do is tell, you know, other people in conversation when it comes up, if it comes up, religion and spiritual conversations to a lot of people are a little bit touchy.
Yeah.
Generally.
Well, that's but one thing about this group is it's not touchy for us, huh?
No. It's not. You know, if people see that you're happy and you're content and you're relaxed and you're enjoying nature, yeah, and you appreciate what you've got, you're happy with yourself, you're happy with your yard, your house, your life, your husband, your wife, or whatever the case is.
You're happy with this guy here?
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's pretty amazing by itself, yeah.
Yeah, but then they want to know, well, you know, what's your secret, or what do you think, what do you believe? Well, then you can tell them, this is what my husband does, and this is what he's involved with, or, and then, this is what the key is.
Yeah.
This is
okay.
And then they might want more information.
Yeah.
And then that opens up the window to maybe get other people interested. You know, it doesn't always work, because it's hard to get other people interested in spiritual.
Yeah, it's
look how hard I've had to work with you, honey.
Well, especially in a small town. In a small town, people are kind of closed-minded, or they already have their things that they do, or the church that they already go to.
Yeah, this is a standard average people are
tough that way.
Yeah, kind of. They're a challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go to the real master here and get some comments.
Don't say that. No pressure. Yeah, you're all wrong. All of you.
All of you.
All of you. Well, my comments are kind of taking in what Sue said, Sue Nielsen here. And somebody else mentioned personality stuff. I forget who it was talking about. Anyway, from my experience in working with JJ's former group, the synthesis group, and going forward, I see we get bumps in the road because of personality differences. and we don't look beyond the personality. And I think one of the reasons we don't is because it triggers something within us, which brings in some stuff that Sue said, that it brings something up in us that we can't get past. And I saw that with one of our members that's not here, who's been coming, because he can't get past the personality differences that he sees in everybody. He says he can't get close to anybody in this group because of whatever they might have said or looked at him wrong or whatever. So he can't move past that, and I think he's in a dark place. And I don't know what he's going to do, but he's searching, definitely searching. But I think what's happened is that when you get triggered by somebody like that, it's more than stress. You're going into trauma, and I've been studying that quite a bit lately. Your stress is more on a conscious level, but when it gets stuck in your body, that's trauma, and that's a subconscious. So you need to look at yourself, like Sue was saying, and get help if you have to. It's hard to do by yourself, but there are videos you can watch. There's webinars and seminars that talk about stress and trauma and how to see it within yourself and how to overcome it. And it may be a lifetime of work, but unless you can... And the thing is, once it's in your body and it's a stuck energy, it's like a cancer. Unless you can move it out of your body through movement, I don't know whatever it would take, crying, expression of feelings to someone, meditation, prayer, whatever works for you. You've got to get it out of the body and release that trauma. Otherwise, it sits there and it just creates a cancer on an emotional level and a physical level. And then that's when you get triggered by other people. And you may not even realize, you don't see it in yourself. But you go, why did I get so upset about that? Well, there you go. It's the trauma. And you've got to get over that. So anyway, that was my thought about what we need to do as a group to get past personality differences. And if you can't, or if you keep getting triggered by people, look within yourself and find out, okay, what is it about me? What happened to me? Go back, and it's usually childhood. It's usually before the age of 7. And you won't remember it. It could be at birth. It could be pre-birth. It could be your parents and grandparents. And that trauma can carry through the DNA into you. And it may take hypnosis just to get it to come out.
Rebirthing.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm.